says is unread by the love. Young noble woman, run by, pray tell me, have you seen Queen Isolde, the fairest maid in company, she rides, for I swear to have revenge.
That was The Hunting Song from Pentangle, from an album just released by Topic, An Evening with Pentangle, and this is drawn from various performances of their 2008 Sweet Child 40th Anniversary Concert. And just in case you needed reminding, Pentangle is Terry Cox, Bert Jansch, Jackie McShee, John Renborn, and Danny Thompson. And sadly, it's in memoriam to John and Bert, both guitarists from Pentangle, no longer whinnying with us. I feel extremely grateful to have been able to see a number of performances that John and Jackie did at Past Seams, traveling here across the pond. It is 9:02. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And why don't we get to hear more of our favorite artists from Africa, Europe, England, Ireland, etc. Well, there was a great piece published in the Irish Echo back at the end of September with Andy Irvine talking about that was the last trip he is going to make. Sadly, our government just continues to throw up problems to artists who like to perform. Last year, I remember in the reunion of Steel Eye Spand, we didn't get to see Matty Pryor's son, because his visa didn't come through until after they had already started performing in the U.S. So our neighbors to the north in Canada got to see him, but not us. And they had to come up with a pickup bassist in Seattle. So, not the sort of thing that most artists like to go through. So, think about that when you're re-electing your officials and see if we can get some changes made. I also feel extremely fortunate that we are a state that does allow early voting, and I plan to vote practically as soon as I'm off the air here. But in the meantime, in between times, ain't we got fun? It's 9:05. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And most of us associate carols with Christmas time, and we'd like to remind you that The Revels has tickets on sale for this year's production. This year they're doing an Acadian Christmas. But several people have taken the idea of, you know, originally carols were a song cycle that went all the year round. And even though it's not quite time for our Samhain show yet, that will actually happen this coming Monday, we're going to hear a few pieces from A Broom with a View, and this is from the Halloween Carols of Kristen Lawrence.
Thank you.
And that was Kristen Lawrence with Sleeping Dust, the Death Lullaby, the Ashes to Ashes version from A Broom with a View from the Halloween Carols. Before that, we heard Pentangle with the Hunting Song from Finale, An Evening with Pentangle, a set of reels from the Celtic Fiddle Festival folks, John McFadden's, Maura Connolly's, and The Sailor on the Rock. Before that was John Roberts and Deborah Cowan giving us The Broadside Man, which furnished the title of their album, Ballads Long and Short. And we started off with Bonhomme Setter and Man of the House from their 2014 album Obia, and we were lucky enough to hear them just a couple of weeks ago at the Burn. Well, here's a fellow we won't be able to see for a while, and very sad we are about that too.
Table. sweet Sunday morning. Like a high-stepping pony, trotting and prancing. Your beauty is so rare, it's fresh as a sweet Sunday morning.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever. The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Good morning. It's 9:23. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And that was Pentangle with People on the Highway. And before that, we heard Fresh as a Sweet Sunday Morning, a song written by Bert Jansch, done by John Renborn and Wiz Jones from A Joint Control. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. October the 24th, the sun enters the house of Scorpio. The man born under Scorpio shall have good fortune. He shall be a great fornicator, and the first wife he shall have in marriage shall become too religious. He shall suffer pain in his privy members at 15 years old. He shall be hardy as a lion. He shall be merry and love good company of merry folk. He shall be in danger of enemies at 24 years, and if he escape, he shall live 84 years. The woman shall be amiable and fair. She will not be long with her first husband, and afterward shall enjoy with another by her good and true service. She shall suffer pain in her stomach and wounds in her shoulders, and ought to fear her latter days, which shall be doubtful by reason of venom. She shall live 70 years after nature. And this comes from the Calendar of Shepherds of 1604. October the 25th, Agincourt Day. Also St. Crispin and Crispianin's Day. According to a highly dubious legend, Saints Crispin and Crispianin were brother shoemakers of Soissons in France, or some say of Faversham in Kent, who were martyred by being pricked to death with cobbler's awls. They are therefore the patron of shoemakers, and their day is the cobbler's feast or snob's holiday. The 25th of October, cursed be the cobbler that goes to bed sober. It is the anniversary of the great English victory at Agincourt in 1415, led by Henry V. And if you remember your folk pieces, this is the one that goes, "Our king went forth to Normandy." Or if you remember Kenneth Branagh and Shakespeare's Henry V, "This day is called the Feast of Crispian, and Crispin Crispian shall ne'er go by from this day to the ending of the world, but we in it shall be remembered." And yes, that's from Act 4, Scene 3. October the 26th, gather sloes for a sure remedy against diarrhea or to make sloe gin, wine, or jelly. Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573 notes, "By the end of October, go gather up sloes, have thou in a readiness plenty of those, and keep them in bedstraw or still on the bough, to stay both the flux of thyself and thy cow." Sloes for keeping are best taken not quite ripe and stored still on the branch, but sloes for wine or jelly, wherein some mix them with apples to take away their sharpness, should be left until after they have weathered a sharp frost or two. October the 27th, begin a cider pressing if you have not already started. Cook's Cider Making of 1664 notes, "Being ground, let your bruised apples continue 24 hours before pressing. 'Twill give your cider the more amber bright color and hinder its over fermenting." And this is definitely the time when you want to go visit our local orchards, if you haven't already, for yummy fresh cider with no signs of preservatives. And also, may I say, with fresh baked apple and pumpkin pies and wonderful cider donuts. October the 28th, St. Simon and St. Jude's Day. Expect rain. They were among Christ's 12 apostles, and some say they were the shepherds to whom the angels announced Jesus' birth. Simon, traditionally martyred by being sawn in half, is the patron of woodcutters, but it is not clear why Jude is the saint of lost causes, invoked by those in a desperate need. It is certain to rain heavily on this day. It's also a good day for divination, to tell who your future husband may be. October the 29th, warden pears and now in season, and borrow a spade, a bitch, against Halloween. They are accounted wholesome in the house, and it keeps away evil spirits. October the 30th, make a preparations for Halloween. And this coming Monday, October the 31st, will be Halloween, or All Hallows' Eve, the eve of All Saints' Day and of Samhain, also called Winter's Eve, the last night of the Celtic year, and the uncanniest season in the whole calendar. So, yes, this was a time when people honored the ancestors and went around remembering them. And we probably owe our fondness for Halloween to both the conjoining of this festival with All Saints Day and then All Souls Day. So it was a triple holiday, and it was also paired in this country with Mischief Night, and we'll be talking about one terrific book that I'm reading now, and one pamphlet, and all of that will come next week. But in the meantime, Kristen Lawrence is going to give us another piece.
share your food, we'll share our power to discern a future hour.
Are we all there? Yeah, got your jack on? Are we all ready?
Yeah.
If not one, two, three, jolly good hearty lads, and we're all in one mind. For this night we come a-sowing, good nature to find. For this night we come a-sowing, as it doth appear, and it's all that we are souling for, is your ale and strong beer. And the next that steps up is Lord Nelson, you see. With a bunch of blue ribbons tied down to his knee. And a star on his bosom like silver doves shine. And I hope you will remember that it's all caking time.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit around, make a fire and strike a light, for in this house tonight there's going to be a dreadful fight between King George and Black Prince, and we all hope King George will win, but whether he may win, lose, stand, fight or fall, he'll do his best to please you all. If you don't believe these words I say, step in, King George, and clear the way.
In comes I, King George, the champion bold. I won £10,000 in gold. 'Twas I who fought the fiery dragon and brought him to the slaughter. And by these means I won the king of Egypt's daughter. I've travelled the whole world round and round, but not a man of my equal have I found. If you don't believe these words I say, step in, Black Prince, and clear the way.
In comes I, Black Prince of Paradise. Born of high renown, this night I've come to take King George's life and courage down. If that be he that standeth there, that slew my master, son and heir, if that be he of royal blood, I'll make it flow like Noah's flood.
Mind what thou sayest.
What I say I mean.
Stand back, thou black morocco dog, or by my sword thou'll die. I'll pierce thy body full of holes and make thy buttons fly.
How canst thou pierce my body full of holes and make my buttons fly, when my body is made of iron, my head and sword of steel, my fingers and toes are double-jointed? I'll challenge thee to yield. Prepare.
Oh! Oh, King George, King George, what hast thou done? Thou's killed and slain my only son, my only heir. See how he lies jet and bleeding there.
Well, Mary, he challenged me to fight. Better to fight than to die. £5 for a doctor, 10 for a quack. If you don't believe these words I say, step in, quack doctor, and clear the way.
Well, for this one, this stolen job's been going on ever since I can remember. I've been mixed up with them from, well, actually taking part in above 32 years. My grandfather did it. My father did it. My uncles have done it. And I've seen in an old book where my great-great-grandfather actually drunk his souling cap, which was the last one that saw him off. That was the last a pint of gin and rum. And he could go on talking forever about this, but there's a lot of people who can't understand it, because it's really our religion. We believe in souling. We believe in ghosts, because we're supposed to be ghosts. Sometimes there's not many of us are real attenders at church, because I think our belief is more sentimental and private, and we only turn out on All Hallows Eve. There's a younger gang in Antibus, the younger generation, and we were, there's one or two of the old ones that's packed up. In fact, they've died, sorry to say. And we thought we'd better have another gang going to keep the tradition going. So we started this youth club. The boys that was at the youth club then, which are grown up men now, and they're in the senior gang.
And now the play is ended and we can no longer stay. But with your kind permission, we will call another day. But before we go, we'll have it to know, we'll have it to understand. The credit to England and the boys of the Antibus gang.
In 1841, my corduroy breeches I put on, corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy Wills on the railway. In 1844, my back was getting mighty sore, back was getting mighty sore, working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, oh, Paddy Wills on the railway. In 1845, I found myself more dead than alive, found myself more dead than alive, working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy Wills on the railway.
Oh, boys, catch a line, oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. See Eloise go line and track. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. See Eloise go line and track. Down in the hollow below the field, angels working on a chariot wheel. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. See Eloise go line and track. In the shade, thinking about the money that I ain't made. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. Seattle Bees go line and track. Yeah, yeah. Moses stood on the Red Sea shore, batting out the waves with a 2x4. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. Seattle Bees go line and track. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a
was a bird, a petulant bird that pecked upon the window. First so slowly, slowly, then with urgent crescendo. As if it could, it finally could say what it had to say. Oh, its cry so muffled by the glass, a structure in the way. Across the Mars, Jack-a-ra-ras, we have now to go on. She had lain for many days, no years of indecision, drifting in and out of sleep, no words describe the prison. A passion all reduced to pain and soul and joints and vision. She once independent, now dependent on the wishing. Across the bars, Jack-a-ra-ras, we have in love, shoots a gray hole. So slow, so not to scare this cold bird at the window, trying the while to ascertain its variegated colors. As if the seasons there had left confusion in the willows, leaves and flowers blown apart, covered on the pillow. Across the bars, Jack-a-ra-ra, we have allowed to go all had said o'er and o'er that they could take her home now, as if she was some other place with strangers all unknown. Was it home to Clay Street to her childhood she would go now, closer than I would have come, this bird had come much closer. Across the bars, Jack-a-ra-ras, we have in love, shoots a gray hole. Was finally dismayed to find its own reflection, stood so starkly motionless, then flew in all directions. By the lines of modern thought, the ancient body was consigned, oh, ashes to be placed somewhere with stainless gas its light. Across the bars, Jack-a-ra-ras, we have in love to go on. And was it there it finally flew, this bird that was at the window? It looked so free in passing as if the passing opened it. Just days and days and days before we could finally hear the cry, as if this passing the only way I could say goodbye. Across the bars, Jack-a-ra-ras, we have a love, shoots a gray. Across the bars, Jack-a-ra-ras, we have a love to go on. Shoots a
man, that was Kristen Lawrence with Cats in the Catacombs, the instrumental version from A Broom with a View. Before that was Jack Hardy with The Passing from The Tinker's Coin, Eileen Ivers and Tommy doing Line and Track from Beyond the Bog Road. Peter Kennedy recorded various people in Cheshire. This was the Antrobus Soul Cakers, and you heard some of the phrases that they used and also the little play they put on. And this was always performed at the end of October from English Customs and Traditions, put out in 1989 on SayDisc. And we started off there with Kristen Lawrence doing the Soling song, the Soan version from A Broom with a View. And we are going out of here with Jack Hardy and the Boney Bailiff. And please stay tuned for more great music from WMFO in Medford.
Well, up at the home that was in it, and the crooked fuchsia walls, with a sow killed for a bellyful, how could this a home we call? And heavy hearts, a bundle in wool, and was it worth fighting for? When it come from the sheep that grazed the land that belonged to some distant lord? Until a bony bailiff, the shrew-eyed bony bailiff, the silk